T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, everyone, and enjoy the day. The weather just keeps on coming. It's a beautiful day to go outside and do whatever it is you do. It's also a nice day to come on down to number one Cochran Buick GMC of Robinson. I'll be telling you what kind of deals you can get here over this weekend and upcoming into the next week as we go along in this program. But we are live today. Charlie Bourgeois, as I call him. Bourgeois is to my left. He's here. We have Nathan Haluschek back at the station. But you know how I go. I like to bring on callers. So you can call us at 412-928-9370 about a myriad of things we're going to talk about today, which go from college football to pro football to Sidney Crosby to Marc-Andre Fleury and Pirates if you so choose. In the meantime, I want to remind you that Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. We're going to start by talking about the Steelers and then delve into some interesting things that have developed over the last week. But the one thing the Steelers did was come away from with a win in New York, and it didn't look like that was going to happen late in the game. After they went 3-and-out late, they're trailing 32-31. They went backwards, actually, in those final plays. It was 1st and 10. Rodgers completed one to Gainwell for minus 6 yards, then 2nd and 15. He was almost picked. 3rd and 15, he was sacked by Quentin Williams. All of a sudden, they have to punt. You think they're going to lose this game because the Jets were moving the ball all over the place. But that's when the Steelers' defense came up big with a 3-and-out of their own, and that allowed the Steelers to get the ball back. And you may forget about this play, but it's a big one in the terms of this outcome. It was the deflected pass that went from Jonnu Smith into the hands of DK Metcalf. It should have been an incompletion. It turns out to be a completion. It gave them enough yardage to try a 60-yard field goal by Chris Boswell. He is the modern-day version of La Machine. He doesn't miss, and he didn't miss on this one. It would have been good from 70. 34-32, the Steelers win. There were 7 lead changes in that game. It was the kind of game nobody really expected because there was 66 points. Over and under was 38. Both teams moved as they wanted to. Defense didn't show up necessarily until the matter most for the Steelers. But we're going to break it all down and talk about it. And I'd love to hear from you also at 412-928-9370. Because I'm sure you have a lot of opinions about that game and the home opener, which is coming up tomorrow at Acrisure Stadium. That'll take place against the Seattle Seahawks, a team that has to fly coast to coast and coming off a very tough loss to San Francisco at home. Again, it's 412-928-9370. But, again, if you're in the vicinity of Robinson, stop on by. We are at number one Cochran Buick GMC of Robinson. And this is Campbell's Run Road, if you're not familiar with it. We have some great food, special one-day flash sale going on here. So in celebration of our live broadcast, Number One Cochran has created exclusive Buick and GMC lease offers. Good today, only when you visit. Now listen to these. We got the 2026 Buick Encore GX. You can lease it for $328 a month for 24 months. Or the 2025 Buick Evista. You can lease it for $266 a month for 24 months. And the 2026 GMC Sierra, $357 a month for 24 months. And you can find more details if you go on to CochranOfRobinson.com. And again, I'll be telling you more about some of the special offers coming up as we go along. Back to the Steelers, though, they made a very busy offseason, one that you wouldn't have normally expected from the Steelers, how they normally operate. There were a lot of moves or trades, signings. And two of those players, actually more than that, three of those players had significant roles. Aaron Rodgers, first and foremost. They signed him. A lot of people have questions about whether or not at age 41, going on 42, he could be still productive. Well, the headline in the New York Post the next day summed it all up when it said, so now he can play? And the meeting is the Jets thought he couldn't play anymore. Aaron Glenn was rather terse, flying him across country to tell him that he's done. He could have done it a lot of different ways. He chose to do it that way. And Rodgers, although he never gave away any indication that he was upset by that, you knew he had to bother him. And after the game, he did say that he was definitely motivated to beat this team. And what a performance he had. 73.3% completion percentage, four touchdown passes, a 136.7 passer rating, and the big one is no turnovers. That's something that we haven't seen in a long time, and I'm going to put that in perspective for you. If you go back to when Ben Roethlisberger last played here, all right, the Steelers have played 51 games. This is regular season now. I'm only talking regular season. And only five times in those 51 were they able to score a touchdown on their opening drive. Five times in 51 games, but they did it in this one. 71 yards, 10 plays, two third down conversions, and Aaron Rodgers just beautifully executed all of that as he moved down the field and they took a lead. The Steelers are also, these are big numbers too, zero number of turnovers. That's important in every game you play. How about three? That's a perfect number, three, because they were 3-for-3 in the red zone, something that Aaron Rodgers did very well with the Jets last year, even though they were 5-12. So that's big time improvement on offense. The downside was the defense, and this has been a continuation of something that, again, we have seen since last year when the Steelers gave up tons of yards in run games. And when you're in that situation, you got to atone for it and get better at it. So last week they gave up 182 rushing yards to the Jets, and you knew they were going to do that because that's what they do. They have two very good running backs, Braylon Allen and Breece Hall, and they have a quarterback who could put his legs to use as he did. But the run game just was not capable of stopping that team to the point where they had 182 yards rushing. This goes back to last year when they allowed, I believe, was over 130 yards to the Eagles in December. Later in December, over 200, I believe it was 220 or 230 against the Ravens. And then, of course, in the wild card game, 299. If they can't get that fixed, they're going to have problems because this team coming in here is a run-first team with Kenneth Walker leading the way. So that's got to be something that I watch. The good thing about what happened in this game is that Jalen Ramsey really was outstanding. He played every single snap, and that's another newcomer who had a big impact of this game. But he was out there a lot, and he came up with the play of the game at the end when it would have been a first down situation for the Jets, and he knocked the ball out of Garrett Wilson's hands, and he hit him hard to do it. And so this was one of those things that when you look at it, you say to yourself, this guy can do it all. And if you break down his snaps, which, of course, we do that because everybody's interested in snaps all the time, Ramsey had 35 playing in the slot, which is where he probably will end up spending a lot of time tomorrow because Jackson Smith and Jigman does it there, and so does Cooper Kupp. They may have to decide how they're going to do it with no Joey Porter Jr., who's out with an injury. 15 times he was a cornerback, 13 in safety. He even lined up for one snap at a linebacker spot, but he did play every single snap in this game. So you can count on Jalen Ramsey when he's doing his thing to be very, very effective, and he was in that game. We'll talk about matchups as we go along because there's some good ones there that the Steelers have and could exploit given the injury situation, which I'll also get to later as well. In the meantime, the other story that came out of nowhere, to be honest, was Pat Brisson, the agent of Sidney Crosby, who was interviewed by Pierre LeBrun and others in Las Vegas. And normally agents don't say anything unless they want action of some sort. So Pat Brisson did not have to say what he said. What he said was on the topic of trade speculation. Now, this is a topic that's gone on for several years with Sidney Crosby and other Penguins. Montreal is a team that, man, they would love to get his hands, their hands on him, meaning they would probably overpay if it ever came down to this. But the thing was, it wouldn't even become an issue except this. This was his quote when asked about speculation on trading Sidney Crosby. Brisson said, quote, "Well, it's a reality. First of all, he's been so consistent for 20 years. He had another great season last season. He just keeps going. The comparison is Tom Brady. We want Sidney to hopefully be in playoffs every year. We want him to hopefully win a cup or two. So each year the team is playing fails to make the playoffs, it creates speculation," end quote. And I think that's true. That happens. And the speculation is something that Crosby himself has never really talked about other than saying he'd like to be a Penguin for life. Brisson has stayed away from it largely. But he mentioned Tom Brady a couple of times in this interview with Pierre LeBrun. And then when asked about a possible trade at some point to Montreal, I mean, again, Montreal is the team that everybody would look at. He grew up in Nova Scotia. They love him there. You saw the Four Nations reaction to him there when he played for Canada. The guy has six international medals. He's got three Stanley Cups. Even if he went there and didn't win a cup, it still would be something that would be huge for Montreal fans. On that topic, quote, "Depends on Sid is going. It depends on how the team is going. I maintain the same position that I do, that he should be playing playoff hockey every year, in my opinion," end quote. So that's Pat Brisson. And again, by him saying that, it's opened up the door. It wasn't an issue until it became an issue. And that issue's always been out there, but I think people just, you know, as soon as they hear it, they break it down, and Crosby kind of, you know, doesn't address it the way his agent just did. So the question is, what do they do? And in my view, I'm it's not going to happen now. It won't. It won't happen at a trade deadline either. It won't. To me, it has to be next offseason if things really fall apart here, which I expect they probably will, given the fact they've missed the playoffs 3 years in a row. And how would you feel about that? How would you feel of Sidney Crosby? And to me, it comes down to Sidney Crosby. It has nothing to do. The Penguins will never say, we want to trade you, and we were trying to enhance our rebuild. However, when you trade a Sidney Crosby, you should really be able to enhance your rebuild. You're going to get a lot, especially if it's a team like Montreal. So the question then becomes, when will it happen, if it does happen? I'm not ready to say it will happen at all, but if it does, it probably will be next offseason when there's plenty of time to do it. And listen, other people, and again, by Brisson mentioning Tom Brady, other people have talked about players like Brady, like Wayne Gretzky, all these iconic players who have been traded. Mary Lemieux never was traded, and I think we appreciate that from Mario's point of view because he saved this franchise three different times. But in this case, push may come to shove at some point because Crosby is 38, although he looks tremendous and he looks like he still could play at a high level for a few years. This is something that may become a reality down the road. How do you feel about that? At 412-928-9370 is the number to call. We'll talk about that as we go along. Also, I give a little shout out here to the USA Walker Cup team. I know golf, people love golf. It's increased in volume. A lot of people are playing. And they just absolutely dominated Great Britain and Ireland last weekend, 8-point win at Cypress Point, and Nathan Smith is the captain. He's from this area. He's one of the best all-time amateurs in the history of Western Pennsylvania golf, and he will be their Walker Cup captain again in 2026. I believe they're going to Ireland for this one as it goes back and alternates every year. So congrats to him, and congrats to the USA team. They got some great young golfers there, and they won that Walker Cup championship last weekend. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. 412-928-9370. So now I want to get into a little bit of what Seattle does. And we're going to talk about Pitt Penn State from 12:30 to 1:30. So those of you who are wondering why I'm not, because we have a whole hour show coming up on that. And that's going to be a big one. And I guess the news there that we should talk about is that the two programs finally admitted an extension to their deal. Now, the bad part about it is it's going to shut down after this year until 2029. It'll resume, but it was supposed to go to 2032, and now they've extended to 2036. So it's a four-year extension. It should be every year. I mean, I've said this for my whole lifetime here doing this stuff, that Pitt-Penn State should be every year. Pitt-West Virginia should be every year. They can get it done if they choose, especially now with a 12-team playoff. You can absorb a loss. If you're worried about like a loss like that happening early on, teams can lose early as long as they rebound. They'll get a second chance. We'll talk more about that as we go along. But as far as the Steelers and Seattle, the one thing Seattle does is they're really good offensive line and defensive line in their trenches. And that's been a problem for the Steelers on both sides of the ball. So when you bring in Leonard Williams, as they did, when you bring in DeMarcus Lawrence, as they did, when you bring in Byron Murphy, as they did, as a first-round draft pick, then suddenly, you know, you're in a situation where you can improve your defensive line, and they have. They had a lot of pressures last week on Brock Purdy. You actually got injured in that game last week. So when you have guys like that, they're going to make a difference. The thing I should tell you about what we saw last week also from Rodgers is that his release time was, I think, third in the NFL quick releases. He had 2.18 seconds, according to Pro Football Focus, which gave him a bad overall grade, which I didn't understand. But he got it out quickly, and it was, you know, reminiscent of what Ben Roethlisberger did in his final year here, getting the ball out quickly. If you look and compare Justin Fields, he took a full second longer to get it. That was 3.18 seconds, I believe it was. So quick release to avoid, you know, some pressure, although they still got pressure and sacked him four times. That's going to be the number one thing I watch here tomorrow when the Steelers take on the Seahawks, what they do. As far as matchups are concerned, you know, Jalen Ramsey, as I said, moved all over the place. He made every snap last week. I would imagine that he would lock down or try to Jackson Smith and Jigma, who was the guy who Sam Darnold located more than anybody last week in their game against the 49ers. He normally plays out of the slot, but at times so does Cooper Kupp. So the question is, what do the Steelers do to counter both those guys, depending on what look they get? Joey Porter Jr. is not going to play in this game. He's been ruled out already. Highsmith ended up on an injury report late in the week, so I'm not sure his status, but hopefully he will be able to play. But what Ramsey does is trying to take away their top receiver, and right now it's Jackson Smith and Jigma. We'll see how that goes. Then there's DK Metcalf, the motivation. We talked a lot about Aaron Rodgers and his motivation to go back to New York. He didn't show any of it in advance of the game. After the game, it came out. I'm sure DK Metcalf, although it was a different situation, Rodgers was kind of thrown to the curb. The way he did it, they did it in New York, did not go over well with him. This was a trade, and it seemed like he maybe wanted to move on, but he's still playing against his old team. And whenever you do that, there is some motivation for that for sure. But he had four catches for 83 yards last week, and you can tell his speed. The one that was most impressive, when he caught it, made a move, and then turned on, you know, the Jets to get 25 extra yards out of that play. That's what DK Metcalf can do for you. Calvin Austin stepped up as well. He did a very good job. And the thing about him is people talking about a number two receiver. Tyreek Hill rumors are out there, other rumors. This kid is, every time he's had an opportunity, he's taken full advantage of it. Like to see the same from Roman Wilson. They need to get him somehow involved, and the way to do that is possess the ball more. And that's what they want to do after only having it for 25 minutes last week. But they made the most of those 25 minutes because they got 34 points out of it as well. This is interesting to note, too. Seattle was the only team in the NFL last week to allow two touchdown receptions by a tight end. So the Steelers employ a lot of tight ends, as you know. And they have guys who are big targets. I don't think there's any question. Freiermuth had a big catch last week. You see what Darnell Washington can do in the run game. I'd like to see him get more involved in the pass game. But Jonnu Smith was really good in his first game. He did not play in the preseason at all, and he made an impact with five catches in that game, including a touchdown. So we'll talk about all this and more. 412-928-9370. Again, we are live today. Come on down and see us in person. We're at Number 1 Cochran Buick GMC in Robinson. Number 1 Cochran Buick GMC has stacked a lineup here of more than 250 SUVs, trucks, commercial vehicles. And don't forget about this, ladies and gentlemen. They have a $7,500 EV tax credit. It expires on September 30th. So you can load up on savings when you lease or purchase a qualified model like the GMC Sierra EV. It runs out September 30th, so I can take it immediately, $7,500 off the sticker price. That's what's in store for you if you come to Number 1 Cochran Buick GMC in Robinson. We're going to take a break. Come back with your phone calls at 412-928-9370. It's the Bob Pompeiani Show on the road at Number 1 Cochran Buick GMC in Robinson. We'll be back in a flash.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back with more live at number one Cochran Buick GMC in Robinson. Bob Pompiani with you until 12:30. And then at that point, we're going to switch over to Pitt, West Virginia. The Backyard Brawl coming at you. We'll have a pregame show from 12:30 to 1:30 with Doran Dickerson. He'll be down in West Virginia, as he is. And we'll look forward to that conversation with him, because this is a game that is going to be a big one. Even though West Virginia lost last week to Ohio, which I didn't see that coming, but they also lost their leading rusher in the process, and that is not going to be good for them. Johnny Patrician also along. He will be in studio, and we'll talk to you at 12:30 for that. But come on down to number one Cochran Buick GMC. If not, give us a call here. Love to hear from you. We've been talking about the Steelers. I'll get back to that. Back to the Sidney Crosby situation. A lot of this depends on what happens. A lot of teams around the NHL would love to have Sidney Crosby, right? Montreal is the team that seems to be the one that's the hottest in pursuit if they can. But this comes down to Sidney Crosby, where he wants to go. And if he so chooses, what he would be doing then is eliminate bidding. And if you eliminate bidding, you may eliminate the return you get. It would be actually better for the Penguins to have a situation where you can have three or four teams going after him, and then all of a sudden the price goes higher and higher, but he has a no-trade clause. He can determine where it is. Even so, you should get a good return for him. But, you know, there are teams out there besides Montreal who could stand to have Sidney Crosby. Dallas is one of them. They've been on the doorstep, and they could use a guy like that. Los Angeles is another one, because they have been a very good hockey team. They ran into Edmonton 2 years in a row and got eliminated. And there is another factor here. Sidney Crosby and how he likes to remain kind of under the radar in terms of his profile, even though that's almost impossible to do. And in Montreal, it would be impossible for him to do anything without people coming up to him. In Los Angeles or Dallas, he would be less of a person that people would recognize maybe instantly. I mean, he has a little more anonymity there. I don't know if that's a factor for him or not, but L.A. and Dallas are two teams that can be better if they had Sidney Crosby. But again, I don't think you'll have bidding going on if Sidney himself wants to make a choice here. Unless that choice becomes, well, teams out there know he's considering it, and then there is a bidding that we're not aware of that could drive the price up. Anyway, love to hear from you on that at 412-928-9370, what you think will happen, what you think should happen. The other news there was that Marc-Andre Fleury is coming back for a one-time only. He is going to play in a preseason game on September 27th. He will practice with the team the 26th. All of this is to retire as a Pittsburgh Penguin. And I remember back when he was first back in Pittsburgh, when he was with the Vegas Golden Knights. That was February 6th, I believe, of 2021, 22, I can't remember. Whatever it was one of the loudest, longest standing ovations I've ever seen. That guy is a beloved Pittsburgh Penguin, even though he's been around with certain teams, Chicago, Minnesota, and before that, Vegas, of course. But he will always be remembered for being a Pittsburgh Penguin. So that will be the case on September the 27th. He will be the guy who's going to come in and play a little bit of that game. And I'm sure they're going to sell a lot of tickets. And I don't know what prices are for preseason games. They can't be much. But in this game, I would imagine, depending on how the response is, that you can drive up the price. So it's very interesting to me to see how this goes with Marc-Andre Fleury, just for one game and one game only. And people will just flock to see him. And then the goaltending comes into bigger surface, bigger spotlight, I should say. Because now you have a goaltending situation which includes Tristan Jarry, two young guys here, and they brought in Shelovs from Vancouver. And they made that trade for a reason. So I think they like him. He was blocked, in Los Angeles or Vancouver when they had Demko as their goalie, and Jim Rutherford is the guy there. And so he wanted to give him an opportunity, and the Penguins were willing to do it. So we'll see what he has and if he can be a guy who can come in here and, you know, act as a starting goaltender. I don't know. To me, it's still going to be Jarry until further notice. So far, no trades have been made involving Erik Karlsson that we're aware of. So if there's talk going on, and maybe this is another reason why Pat Brisson came out and did this. Maybe he's trying to get the Penguins to realize that if you're thinking about trading Rickard Rakell or Brian Rust, don't, because he needs to be on the team with – they need to be on the team with Sidney Crosby if you had a chance to make to get to the playoffs this year and play better. But, again, not certain where that came from, why he threw it out there at this time, but certainly something – is cooking down the road. We don't know when that's going to happen. So I find it interesting that way at 412-928-9370. All right, the Backyard Brawl, that's coming up you today at Mountaineer Field down at Milan Puskar Stadium. Sell out for this game. Every time these two teams play, you're going to get big crowds. That's the way it is. I'll go back to when it first came back after it was absent since 2011. I believe Acrisure Stadium had the biggest crowd ever for a game, and it was over 70,000 for that game. So that's why you need to play this stuff. It's good for the actual game. It's good for the rivalry. It's good for the region. And that was a pretty good game. Pitt came from behind to win that game, I believe. But there have been some great moments. And you'd like to see that again today. Eli Holstein goes down there for Pitt. He was 21 for 28 last week, 304, four touchdowns. He's been good in 2 weeks. He did throw a very bad interception earlier in that game. But as a redshirt sophomore, he's a guy who has established himself as the man there at Pitt, and West Virginia's going to have to deal with him in the passing game because they're going to pass the ball. And Desmond Reed has been one of those guys who's involved in all aspects of their game, 141 all-purpose yards. You got Kenny Johnson, 142 all-purpose yards, and they should get him the ball as much as possible. But this won't be an easy assignment. West Virginia should be mad. They're coming off a loss to an Ohio Bobcat team that nobody saw coming, but as I said, they lost their leading rusher in that game. So when that happens, that's not a good sign. And we'll see what Rich Rod has on his up his sleeves for this game. Everyone goes back to the 13-9 game, and that was the game that Pitt was a 28-point underdog. And going to West Virginia, nobody thought it was possible except the people of the Pitt locker room, and Dave wants that back then. Pat Bostic was the quarterback. And, man, they came away with a shocker. Shocker in that they won. But shocker because it knocked West Virginia out of a national championship opportunity and changed the course of Rich Rodriguez's career. That's how much that game impacted all things West Virginia. And Pitt's going down there trying to do something again. Not that that would be on the same level, but they want to win this game to get off to a 3-0 start before they head into conference play. And West Virginia would like to certainly overcome what happened last week at Ohio before they go into their conference play as well. 412-928-9370. Give us a shout on any of these topics because we have a lot to get into today. And I'd like to know what you think about just the Steelers and Seahawks. As I said, I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, more defensive than we saw last week. I would expect the Steelers to take advantage of some of the matchups because there are injuries here now in this game. Not only do the Steelers have injuries, I mentioned them to you, but so do the Seahawks. They're going to miss Witherspoon. Devon Witherspoon is – I should say he's listed as doubtful. Normally when you get doubtful, that means he's not going to play. But he's a terrific slot defender. He's been their number one guy in the backfield for them defensively. Up front, they're pretty much healthy and intact, and they can bring pressure to the quarterback. Arthur Smith and his play calling, I'll be interested to see what they do and dial up against this team minus Devon Witherspoon. For the Steelers, Derek Harmon is out, although he's getting closer. I suspect he'll be back next week, or at least close to it. Joey Porter Jr., again, with a soft tissue injury, he's out. Deshaun Elliott is out, although he seems to think he may be back sooner. They brought in Peppers to take his place, and he's a guy who was released, strangely, by New England. I thought that was a team that needed a guy like Jabril Peppers, and they got rid of him, so the Steelers cashed in, brought him here, and he'll be here, and then when Elliott gets back, we'll see what happens. Alex Highsmith was a late add to that injury report, and I'm not sure what that means because I haven't seen a designation on him. I would expect he's going to play, but then again, you don't know. As far as the rest of the division, boy, that game on Sunday night was unbelievable, the Ravens and Bills. At one point of that game, with I think it was 4 minutes and 48 seconds left, the Ravens had a 99.1% chance of winning, according to those ESPN analytics that they use for percentage of win chance. How about 99.1 with less than 5 minutes left? And somehow, some way, they lost that game. You can blame a lot of people if you want. Derrick Henry had a wonderful night, just rips them apart every time he plays them, but he fumbled at the wrong time. And that fumble allowed them a short field, and they immediately took advantage. Now, they also got, prior to that, a very nice little lucky play. It was a 4th-and-2. Josh Allen rolls. He's looking for one of his tight ends, and instead it's deflected. It looked like incompletion, but it goes right into Keon Coleman's hand. Without that, they don't even have a chance. So a lucky play there, and then they got the break with a fumble, which was not necessarily a forced fumble the way you would expect it to be, somebody punching out the ball. It was one guy got his hand on. I don't know what happened there, but Derrick Henry's normally reliable. That didn't happen. And so Jim Harbaugh now has 17 blown double-digit leads in the second half of games, which is an amazing number when you think about that, 17 times. So I think they're in a situation where they need to rebound, and I expect they will. But that's a loss that could really hurt you. And I'll tell you where it hurts them specifically, because Buffalo will be there at the end of the year as a playoff team. It could be the number one seed on the line. And if it comes down to a tiebreaker, that loss by the Ravens, the way they lost it, will be painful to swallow because they won't be the number one seed. And as you know, it's the only seed that gets a bye in the first week. All right, 412-928-9370, the number to call here. We're live at number one Cochran GMC Robinson, Campbell's Run Road. We got some great food, a special one-day flash sale going on here. And these are some of the deals you can get. A 2026 Buick Encore GX, leased for $328 a month for 24 months. Again, this is one day only, ladies and gentlemen, so come on down. A 2025 Buick Avista, $266 a month for 24 months, and a 2026 GMC Sierra. That's leased for $357 a month for 24 months. Go to CochranOfRobinson.com to get more information. It's a beautiful day. If you're driving around, stop on by. We'd love to talk with you about all the sports items of the week, and there are plenty. And when we come back, we'll open up those phone lines and get your take on the Steelers and the Seahawks, and as well as Cincinnati and Cleveland. They played one of the ugliest games you're ever going to see last week, and somehow Cincinnati won that game despite having only 7 yards of offense in the second half. If ever there was a time you're going to beat Cincinnati the way Joe Burrow played, it would be last week, and somehow the Browns did not.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
for baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Beautiful day here in Pittsburgh. We are live at number one Cochran Buick GMC Robinson. Campbell's Run Road. Some great one-day flash sales going on. Come on down in person. Check it out for yourself. Visit number one Cochran Buick GMC Robinson on Campbell's Run Road to get your exclusive lease offer available today only, or shop their inventory online at CochranOfRobinson.com. We got some action on the text line. Gino says, hey, Pomp, tickets for Fleury's game near $300 for the upper bowl, which is crazy. Then this texter asks, Bob, who died and left PFF as the truth barometer on players' performance? That's Rich and Cranberry. You know, I don't understand their methods. I do have an appreciation for the amount of minutia they do. You know, they get involved in every little thing. Like, I like how quick a quarterback releases the ball. But the thing that they probably don't know is what assignment a player is dealing with. Like, if you give a safety a good grade, but you find out later that it wasn't his responsibility, they gave up a touchdown, how do they know that? If you're going simply by what you see on the field, I think it's difficult to make that assumption. So, but, you know, they get a lot of play. I totally disagree with their grade for Aaron Rodgers, who was given the same grade that Broderick Jones got. And that's a concern for the Steelers, this offensive line. And we'll see what they do to try to help him out tomorrow against a good rushing team and a good defensive line that Seattle has. All right, 412-928-9370. Let's go out to Guy in California. He's on the hotline right now. Hello, Guy. How are you?
Hi. Hey, good to hear you this morning, Bob. Hey, listen, if I could talk some Penguin hockey real quick.
Sure.
So I drove up to Las Vegas to put in our yearly Steelers futures bet. And it was 8.5 games over minus 135, so we took that, and also the Steelers to make the playoffs, plus 110. And I looked at the Penguins over, and it was like 77.5. And, you know, I'm not going to touch that, and getting to your point, because of this potential Crosby trade. Now, I doubt that the new management, whoever they may be, would want to trade their premier player. But we'll play along and say, okay, they do. I only see two teams who would possibly be involved in a trade, Montreal and Colorado. And Colorado really doesn't have much to trade. So then it leaves us to Montreal. And contrary to what some of the guys said this week, they're not going to trade Suzuki. I mean, he's part of this youth movement, this exciting youth movement. They're not going to trade Lane Hudson. He just won the Calder Trophy last year. And they're not going to trade Demidov. He's the Russian rookie who's probably going to win the Calder this year. So the best you can hope for is maybe a Cole Caulfield. He's a solid winger, and he's American. And you might get a first-rounder, and that is it.
Guy, let me stop you there and ask you this. That's if – see, the problem with this whole scenario, if it is a problem, is that Sidney Crosby will decide where he wants to go, right? He will have that luxury because he has a no trade. They're going to give him his opportunity. If he's the one who says, I think it's best that we part company, then he chooses. And if he chooses, he eliminates the bidding. If he chooses Montreal, let's say, for an example, The Penguins could hold it up by saying, we want a lot more. We want a number one pick. We want, or maybe two number one picks. We want your top player in the organization and a young player already on the roster. They can do that and see if Montreal – and I would believe, Guy, that Montreal would, you know, eventually give them what they wanted. But you know what I'm saying? I think L.A. has a good chance of being involved with him. They're a team that's very close. They could certainly use a Sidney Crosby. So there may be other teams, but the question is how much bidding could possibly be going on if Sidney decides he wants one destination.
Right, but I don't see it. I mean, he's not Gretzky who had some tie to L.A. He's not a
top
Hollywood
five all-time player, though. And I know he's older, but he does all the things that you – if you're a playoff team that's close but you haven't gotten over the hump and your goal is to win at least one Stanley Cup, he would be the guy to get.
No, this is assuming what me and you would want to do if we were GMs and we could move players. But the fact is he wouldn't want to be in L.A. And he wouldn't want to be in Dallas.
Why wouldn't he want to be in L.A.?
Well, what is this tie to L.A.? You know, he would be uprooting himself.
He likes it up there,
LA.
And he may have more anonymity out there than he would in Montreal, for sure.
Well, then you might as well say Dallas.
You could say Dallas, too. Same thing. I mentioned both those teams.
And then the other team that I don't think they have the cap would be Las Vegas. You know, but it's not gonna happen. But if it were to, one last statement, if it were gonna happen, it'll probably be around after the time of the Olympics, because I think if Crosby gets back with some of his Canadian friends, McKinnon from Colorado and the like, then I think at that time is when you could see possible movement. Now, I'm not sure when the NHL trade deadline is in relationship to the Olympics. But the Olympics is when I predicted last year, if there were going to be a trade, it would be right around that time. It's when players, get a lot of these guys get their sense of, national ties. And that's why you're seeing someone like, one last statement, Kirill Kaprizov. That's Kaprizov. The reason why he turned down a $16 million contract. And that would make him, obviously, the highest player paid in the league, more than Draisaitl. The reason why he turned that down, because I have a feeling he wants to play with his, where there's a lot of Russian tie to the community. And in those places would be in L.A. or in New York or a Miami, a Florida.
Well,
and so,
Florida I don't think has much left to offer. They have a really good team stacked, but unless you're getting players from their team. But, Guy, I appreciate your thoughts there, and I think it's going to be very interesting. I think the timing of it. How about, let's say, that the Penguins get off to just a rotten start, and he's just to the point where he doesn't want to deal with it. It could happen maybe earlier than we both think. So we'll keep an eye on it. But, Guy, thanks for the call in California. Do appreciate that, and good hockey talk there. Let's go out to Elizabeth. We have Shark on the line. What's up, Shark?
Hey, Pump, long-time listener. We go way back to when you had your medical problems. I have the same one, but I got two valves. I think you're the best.
I have two valves, too. We're in the same valve club there, but thanks. I'm glad you're doing well.
All right. But you're the best, the way you deliver and everything. My first comment is, Pittsburgh is so starved for a winner. I mean, we haven't won. The Pirates, the Penguins have been bad. The Steelers have been bad. So we're getting all fired up over a lowly win over a New York Jet team with a 60-yard field goal. So and I think that's – I just don't think we got it. The other statement, do you think if we'd have kept Fleury, we'd have won another Stanley Cup?
Well, looking back in hindsight, I would have preferred them keeping Fleury. I think John Steigerwald was the only one out there at the time publicly who said, don't get rid of Fleury, get rid of Murray. And at the time, that didn't make any sense, only because of where Matt Murray was. He was 23. Right. He had won two cups. He's cheaper. You have to make a choice. I wish that expansion draft never would have happened then, because if it didn't, you'd have both. You wouldn't have to worry about it. But these expansion drafts count, and then you got to protect certain players. That became the choice.
And that hurt us. I forgot about that. That's right.
Yeah. So I wish that wouldn't have happened. You would have had both, no decisions necessary, and they both would have been good, and you could have ridden both. Maybe there was one more.
Okay, you know who else? Myron Cope was my man. Not as good as you. You should bring back
Myron's a Myron's legendary. He's far better than
you
me.
You should bring a partial 15-minute broadcast of his back someday. That would be awesome.
Well, that would you couldn't do it unless you got some copyright guarantees.
Oh, okay, I got
you. And you can't do it if you don't own it. But thanks, Shark. Okay. I appreciate the call. Good luck to you physically.
Paul.
I hope everything's going well. All right, that's going to do it for this hour. We have more coming up until 12:30 when we join Johnny Patrician and Doran Dickerson. When we have Pitt Panther preview coming up in advance of the Backyard Brawl Pitt in West Virginia, kicking off today at 3:30. And I believe Penn State's also playing at 3:30 against Villanova. Oh, wait a minute. Where is this? Charlie Bourgeois is here. Borges, as you know him. Is this the preseason Penguins game? With Fleury in goal for at least a little bit of that game. What is the price you just showed me? Because where is this? Put your mic on and tell me. I don't understand this graphic here, so tell me, Charlie, what is this?
This is, from what I can tell, front row seats.
Two tickets, $2,700 for a preseason hockey game.
For two tickets.
Who's putting that out there?
I have no idea.
So somebody has these?
This is somebody that's putting their tickets online.
Every one of these persons who put it online is over $1,000. It's unbelievable. The magic of the flower, the power of flower.
The cheapest one that I can see right now is $281.
And that's up high, I would imagine. They said $300 for the upper bowl. It's crazy, but that's the kind of impact. Marc-Andre Fleury, you're going to get a chance to see him one more time. It'll be in that preseason game, and then I'm sure we'll have a jersey ceremony for him. There are a lot of guys who end up taking part in those as we go along. All right, it's time for the weather, which is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, periods of sunshine, some clouds, a beautiful start to the weekend, high of 84 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 59. Tomorrow, warm and nice, again, a high of 85 degrees. And, you know, I was talking to Ray Petlin about this, our chief meteorologist at KDK, because why is there no moisture? And he said, because the tropics haven't produced any. That's one of the reasons. Normally this time we get a hurricane or two. They predicted some activity, and none of it's happened, and that's driving this warm weather. And I am not complaining. I like it. I hope it goes as long as it can. Meantime, once again, we're live here at number one Cochran, Buick GMC Robinson, Campbell's Run Road. Come on down. Great food. They have a special one-day-only flash sale. You can find all about it by going to their website, CochranofRobinson.com. We'll be back with a second 30 minutes before we go to Pitt Panther preview. I want to hear from you. Call 412-928-9370. Let me know about Steelers Seattle. Anything else? Sidney Crosby's future, all on the docket right here on the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan. We are live on a beautiful day in Pittsburgh. Come on out if you're riding around. Stop in. Our broadcast location today is number one Cochran Buick GMC Robinson, where they got a flash sale going on. How about 2026 Buick Encore GX? You can lease it for $328 a month for only 24 months. You got the 2025 Buick Avista. You can lease that for $266 a month for 24 months. And the 2026 GMC Sierra, $357 lease a month for 24 months. Get more, CochranofRobinson.com. But come on in, check it out. It's a beautiful showroom. We got some food and a lot of discussion about sports at 412-928-9370. Joel Nelson is now manning the controls. Nathan Haluschek, thank you very much for what you did in the first hour. And, of course, Charlie Borges is here in person with me as he continues to look at ticket prices for the September 27th preseason game. Pittsburgh, I believe it's Columbus, when Fleury's going to play. And already we talked about $3,000 for two seats. People are paying a lot of money. They want to see Marc-Andre Fleury. If you ever doubted how popular he was, all you have to do is look at ticket prices there. Hey, it's a big day. We got college football coming up, Pitt, West Virginia. We'll get into that at 12:30. That's our Pitt Panther preview show. Doran Dickerson, Johnny Patrician will join me. In the meantime, Penn State plays same time against Villanova. You have Pirates Nationals today. Don't forget about the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. They're at home. It's a beautiful night to watch a soccer match, and it's a big one. The Hounds are going down the stretch. They've made the playoffs 7 years in a row, and tonight they're taking on the best team in the USL, Louisville City FC. That's tonight at 7 o'clock at Highmark Stadium. Riverhounds, and they can get in and get a home match in the playoffs. That would be great as they try to win a championship. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. I want to tell you that the Fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. And the Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We are here talking about all things Pittsburgh sports, and we start, of course, with the Steelers. And the Seahawks, the Steelers coming off an impressive win on the road. Impressive offensively. I shouldn't say that defensively. There are things certainly to clean up. Seattle was a tough loser. They had the lead most of the game against the 49ers last week, only to lose at home. Sam Darnold is your quarterback. He signed a $100 million-plus deal to go there. I don't think, Charlie, anyone would have seen that coming a few years ago when he was with the Jets and even with Carolina or anywhere else he went. But he got renewed life going to Minnesota. And what an offense they had, right? And next thing you know, he's 1 year. I don't know how many games they won. He wasn't good in the playoff, but that was good enough to get him a big deal with Seattle.
Are the Jets the Pirates of the NFL?
The Jets haven't done anything for so long. Yeah,
and then when somebody
but the difference is the Jets are in the number one media market or in the country, and they have all these eyes and money and all these things, and they haven't done nothing right over the last decade and a half.
Very true, but when somebody leaves, they start to do
good
a lot
things
better than they were.
You're specifically talking about Aaron Rodgers? They believed he couldn't play anymore, or they wanted to change, whatever the case may be.
Sam Darnold, Aaron Rodgers, even though it's only one game, but he did better in one game than he did in 2 years in New York. Maybe the media pressure does get to him. I don't know.
We'll see.
I just push buttons.
But excuse me. But as far as Rodgers is concerned, you can't have better numbers, really. 73.3% completion percentage, 4 touchdowns, a 136.7 passer rating, and no turnovers. So I brought that out and also talked about the downside here. You know, the Steelers offensively, no turnovers. They went 3-for-3 in the red zone. The downside was the Jets had 182 rushing yards, 4.7 average. They also just ran it down their throats at the end. And this goes back to last year when the Steelers defense was giving up 130-plus yards to Philadelphia, then 220 to the Ravens, and then 299 to the Ravens in two games later in the year. That has to get better, and we'll see what happens here as the Steelers will miss some players on defense. In fact, 3 starters could be out. Derek Harmon is out, as you know. Deshaun Elliott is out, as you know, and so now is Joey Porter Jr. And all of a sudden, Alex Highsmith turned up on the injury report. Don't know his status for tomorrow, but hopefully he will play. Let's go back to the phone lines at 412-928-9370. We got Rich in Forest Hills. Hello, Rich. How are you?
Hey, Bob. I haven't talked to you for a couple of weeks. I thought I'd catch up with my Pirate rant. And I just wanted to remind
7
you.
7 losses in a row.
Yeah, well, I wanted to remind you of our 25-cent bet on Ben Charrington State. I still believe the most logical thing is for him to be fired at the end of the season. It's just inexcusable.
Well, this 7-game losing streak may have a role in that now because they seem to, although 4 of them have been 1-run losses in a row, but they still lose and they can't figure out offense. So, yes, this may be working against Ben Charrington, this finish.
Well, I think I have the sinister view that I think the moves he made at the trade deadline were meant to allow him to field a more competitive team than the replacements, had he traded Fam and yada, yada, so as to keep his job. But, I mean, that's very short-sighted. But the bigger issue here is this is an off-season where they're going to be spending money on free agents and possibly trading Keller. You know, Skeens will make $900,000 next year, and then after that he's wide open to arbitration. He could net $20 million in arbitration, and I have to believe that that might accelerate his moving on to the Dodgers or the Yankees. And would you want Ben Charrington in charge of trading, that trade?
No, the answer is no. Once in a while can they do that? They have arbitration, as you said, dealing with Skeens, right? They know what it's going to cost. Just give him – go over and above that to try to get at least one extra year if you can. Do something outside the box, out of your comfort zone for sure, and send a message. If you do send that message, even though I think it's highly unlikely, but if you do, you find people who may be willing to come to Pittsburgh because they sense an opportunity with a young pitching staff that they can actually win or maybe get to the playoffs and do some damage.
I mean, that's only part of the problem, though. I mean, the other part of the problem is trade. You know, and general managers around the league know that the position that the Pirates have put themselves in. And that's why it's so, I think you can make the case that Charrington is not very good at trading, but you could also make the case that, you know, he's always getting dealt a pair of twos. Like even this catcher they got from the Yankees, he's not considered a solid major league prospect. I mean, his numbers, you can't just look at the numbers at Indy and say, oh, look, he's lighting it up. He's really not. Okay, he strikes out a lot. He plays three different positions. He's really not a catcher. He's weak defensively as a catcher.
Yep.
His home runs have been 364-foot shots. You know, it's just mind-boggling.
It's exhausting. I know.
It is exhausting.
Rich, I want to ask you one question before I let you go because I have a short amount of time here. Next year, I say Connor Griffin starts with the Pirates. He should, by just what he's been able to do, he's a fast tracker through this organization. Yes or no, will he?
They got to help. He's a Mike Trout because, and again, this is a guy that fell into their lap. He wasn't expected to be there. He was the only choice to make at that particular pick. So it's not like Charrington's been clairvoyant by picking Skeens and picking this kid. It's like God wants the Pittsburgh franchise to turn around, and he's trying to give him the resources. And, you know, but without a highly competent general manager, this team is going nowhere. But I hope you're right about Connor Griffin.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be, you know, that would at least give him a chance. If he's what we think he is, he should be able to handle it. And if so, that helps an offense that desperately needs more bats. Thanks very much. Appreciate the call, Rich. Let's go out to Ryan in New Jersey. Ryan, what's going on?
Hey, Bob. First off, Pirates fans shouldn't get too ahead of themselves about the economics of baseball after next year, because this, all the grumblings are this: there's going to be a work stoppage. So everything may change after next year. So don't torture yourself more by going too far ahead. So let's just see how it goes.
Well, I'm not. I hope there is a work stoppage, yeah. But I'm not counting on it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Some of the big markets are really grumbling that this is going to happen. So we'll see.
We'll see.
I don't believe that until I see it, but, you know, it is what it is. So I called you like a month ago about the I was kind of sad about the Lemieux ownership rumor that, mm-hmm. you know, had fire behind the smoke. And he's not going to get it. They don't have the money. It's just not going to happen. So this news with Brisson and Crosby this week, I don't know how. I mean, there's a million different angles you could take it as. You know, it could. I mean, the Pierre LeBrun, you know what his deal is. Every Canadian-based writer wants somebody to show up in Canada and break the cup streak. Doesn't matter what market, Montreal and Toronto would be preferable. They don't care. They just want somebody to win a cup in Canada. I mean, that's really when you boil it down, what it comes down to. So that makes sense. You got to take that with a grain of salt. But, you know, Crosby, I don't know what his motivation is here. We know he's a creature of habit and he likes things to be stable, too stable almost, you know, based on his track record. You can't take anything away from him. Obviously, he's on the mountain of Pittsburgh sports for me, right below his former boss. I mean, I don't think that'll ever change. But I'd be very disappointed if this is a play to keep Brian Rust and be middling and be a points compiler at this point. I think I said it. I mean, life's too short. I don't really want to spend the next couple, 3, 4, or 5 years, whatever, with Crosby, having, you know, Phil Bork gush about how great he was back in 2010. This team really needs to tank. It needs to go down because it's going to be awful. Being middling and getting just into the playoffs does nobody any good. And I just don't want to watch this. Oh, hey, there's Sid. Oh, and Tanger and Gino are here too. Like, yeah. This, I no, mean, this
it,
is the
Ryan,
end
I hear what you're saying. Time. It is. It knew it was coming. It's just, pretty much coming to an end, which would make me think that Sidney's going to, at some point, say, I want, you know, to help you guys. You get something for me. I'm moving on. But I would ask, are you surprised ticket prices for the Fleury game? It's unbelievable. We're looking on these sites. $2,000? I mean, I know people love.
That's ridiculous.
$3,000. Now we have one being offered.
You said it earlier, that game where he came back. That was 2018. Man, does time fly. It was February of 2018.
Yeah, I remember being there. I taped it.
Traded him. Right.
Very emotional.
To me, and I thought, that was amazing. And obviously the guy, and I think the reason why he's so endearing is because he had those struggles where he couldn't keep a beach ball out of the net against the Flyers, of all people. But, you know, he admitted it, he was public about it, and he came through the other side. And everybody, sports or not, can appreciate that. So I've always said that that's why he's so beloved. But, you know, that was also the turning point in the dynasty, the franchise, because of our dearly departed Mike Sullivan, who I don't think gets nearly enough blame for bringing this team down, and his buddy Muzz, who Matt Murray was just not the guy. They made the choice. I get it why they made it at the time, but that was really the turning point when you didn't have anybody between the pipes So he started going out and getting weird defensemen all over the place to try to account for that. You know, it just
never. And meanwhile, never Fleury's game back. Got better and better, and he won a.
I know.
And he won a trophy Vezina. For it. And Vezina trophy.
Should have won a cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, Rand, I got to run. Thanks. Good points. I always like talking to you, man. One other Penguin lover is on the line right now from Beaver County. That would be Gus, who joins us here on the hotline. Hello, Gus. What's up?
Hey, Bob. Rest in peace, Marino Perezenzo. We lost a legend down here in Beaver County a few weeks ago.
Absolutely. I was down and talked to his wife and saw her at the visitation. And I mean, he lived a tremendous life. One of the best golf writers there is, one of the best writers there is, and one of the best people you'll find. And so that's a tough one.
And get well wishes to Jimmy O'Brien. He's having some struggles right now. And, Bob, your hopeful Vikings lost 51-50 at home last night to Beaver. And they've got Avonworth coming up this week. But that's a program on the rise. The Quips had a nice win last night.
But let me tell you something. James Boo Boo Armstrong is the real deal over there.
He's a terrific player, Bob. And I'm still back on my bridges, as you know. But this Marc-Andre Fleury, what a class act he is. I wish we could get him out of retirement to play one more year. The jury's out on what the Penguins are going to do. There's so many things behind the scenes going on with this team. It's going to be a very interesting hockey season, and I think, you know, we're
let
a few years
you,
away from
Gus, let me ask
a really
you a question. I was going to ask Ryan this, but I'm going to ask you this. The Hoffman Group, if they do get this franchise, will basically spend 1.5 to 1.6, I don't know what, it looks like $1.5 billion is going to be, which is $600 million more than what FSG paid to get the Penguins. And at the time, I thought that was a lot of money. I thought $900 million, but the valuation prices keep going higher and higher. But if you're the Hoffman Group and you buy this franchise and you know that you're coming to the end of this era where you have Crosby, Malkin, Letang, and everybody else, I mean, I guess your only reason to do it, because they're not involved in a lot of media companies that they own, is because the valuation keeps going higher. And I know that expansion franchises are coming, and Gary Bettman's made it clear that he wants $2 billion minimum for each one. Is the reason you do this because of the valuation price? Because I don't see it as a good investment for at least the next 4 years.
Right, and we know, Bob, hockey doesn't have revenue streams, nothing like NFL, even Major League Baseball and the NBA. But with these new franchises coming in at $2 billion, I think that's skewing everything. These Hoffman people, they're very successful. They know what they're doing. And Fenway, what a nice investment they had. In like 3 short years, they're pocketing $600 to $800 million.
Despite three seasons of non-playoff teams. It's crazy.
Hey, Bob, God bless you and the family. Good talk with you. Have a very nice day.
All right, you do the same. Thank you, Gus. Appreciate that. And he mentioned Hopewell and James Armstrong. He's the, I believe he's a sophomore, talking to Mike Vakovkan of Pittsburgh Sports Now. And all these franchises he owns, he's telling me that last night he had 346 yards passing, 263 yards rushing. That's over 600 yards of offense, and they didn't win. They lost 51-50. So they're a good team, and as Gus said, they're up and coming. But man, that kid's going to get a lot of attention if he hasn't already from different colleges all around. And you can imagine the kind of NIL money he may get if he's as realistic as you think based on these numbers. 412-928-9370. So we've covered quite a bit today, getting into the Crosby situation and a lot of different viewpoints on that. And again, my take is Pat Brisson threw it out there with reason. There's something going on there. It's clear they want Sidney Crosby to be in high leverage games, and he should be. He was in the Four Nations as a captain. He was terrific. He will be in the Olympics for Team Canada as a captain, and he will be terrific. And he still wants to play, and he's playing at a very high level. So the question is, if they start badly and it becomes clear they're not going to be a playoff team again, what happens? Does the pressure mount? Does a deal happen before even the trade deadline? Or does it happen after the season when it becomes clear that this whole thing is done? And how many takers would there be, knowing that Sidney Crosby has the right to decide where he wants to go? And if he wants to go to a certain team, that kind of eliminates potential bidding you may get from other teams who might be interested. But make no mistake, there are teams out there that are close to winning who would love to have Sidney Crosby on their team. The Los Angeles Kings are one of them. They come close every year, but they get ousted by the Oilers. There's a Dallas Stars team that's in the same boat. Colorado is a team that I know the relationship with Nathan MacKinnon is a special one to Sidney, but they also have a team that is loaded with a lot of good talent. So is Montreal. Montreal may have the best young talent in the NHL right now. And they have more in their system. But the question is, if he says, I want to go to Montreal, if that's the destination, Montreal would say, okay, good. Then we don't, we're probably not going to offer you as much. But the Penguins may say, no, no, you're not going to get off the hook here. If you want him, come get him, but it's going to cost you this, this, and this. And I think Montreal would be the one team that would overpay, knowing what he means to that city. In any event, enjoy every moment you have watching Sidney Crosby play. Enjoy the final season of Evgeny Malkin. We have been treated to some of the best hockey you'll ever see in your life. All here, from Lemieux to Jagr to Crosby to Fleury to Malkin, Letang. Go on and on. The people they brought in here, Ron Francis when he was in here, all these people. I think we in Pittsburgh have seen a lot of outstanding hockey as a result. And at some point, that was going to come to an end. That's not to say there are kids that they can't get that may develop into the next line of great players. But whatever the case may be, this is going to be difficult to swallow whenever it happens, because it may happen before we know it, or it may take another year. Or maybe they'll surprise everyone and get to the playoffs and he'll be happy. I don't know. I doubt that, but we'll see, based on what the projections are from analysts all over the hockey world. 412-928-9370. I want to give one other shout-out read here, because this is coming up. It's the Pennsylvania State Sports Hall of Fame. It's their annual induction ceremony and awards dinner. It's on October the 18th at the Sheraton Hotel, Station Square, Pittsburgh. And this is a big one, because they have all of these people going to be inducted into the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. I'm honored to say that I was awarded this honor 10 years ago, and I know how important it is to everyone who's on this list, like Michael Moorer, the three-time heavyweight world champ. He is going to be inducted. Sean Casey, the mayor, 12 years with Major League Baseball. Swin Cash, what can you say about her? WNBA champ, as well as two-time Olympic gold medalist. Sam Clancy will be inducted here. Football and basketball legend. How about an 11-year NFL career after you never played in college? Pretty impressive. And Charlie Batch is also going to be there. My colleague on KDK-TV, when we do the pregame shows and each Sunday for our pregame Steelers show, he's going to be there. Of course, two-time Super Bowl champion and also one of the best philanthropists you'll ever find. He and his wife do a great job for the Best of the Best Foundation. Again, you can get information if you want to go. And I believe there's a website here, which I cannot find at this point. But it's $75 to get in. It's a great dinner. You'll see all these players there. Again, it's the Pennsylvania State Sports Hall of Fame dinner at the Sheraton coming up on October the 18th. And that's going to wrap it up for Charlie. We'll continue here because we're going to do our Pitt pregame show coming up next. But Joel Nelson, thank you very much. This continues. And come on out to Number One Cochran here. Number One Cochran, Buick GMC and Robinson all day. They got flash sale just for one day. Again, 2026 Buick Encore GX lease $328 a month. The 25 Buick Evista lease $266 a month for 24 months. And the 2026 GMC Sierra lease $357 a month, 24 months. Go to CochranOfRobinson.com for more information. That'll do it for my program here. Coming up next, we got Panther Preview. I'll be joined by Doran Dickerson and Johnny Patrician. It's the Backyard Brawl 108th edition. We'll talk about it next.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.